Well, I think it's always a big mystery what we're going to see in a final rule, but certainly it's been a long wait. We saw the draft rule for the 2023 to 2025 volume years from the EPA back in December, and this is setting the volumes for renewable fuels through the next several years, right? And so it will sort of dictate where the market is going. We thought we were going to see that rule on Wednesday, June 14th, and that was not the case. We got a one-week delay, and so we are eagerly awaiting what's going to be in that final rule. I will say that draft rule had very, very low increases in volumes for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels, which was really disappointing to ASA and to others in this space. It was about 10% of what the Energy Information Administration anticipates the demand to be over the next 3 years. And so after 2 years where EPA set the highest volumes ever in 2021 and 2022, we sort of thought this was going in the same direction, and were surprised when those volumes were so low. So we provided them with all of the information that we had, whether that was information about planting and yields and increased crush capacity and all of the things that the industry is investing in. With all of that, we're hopeful that EPA recognizes that there is a demand for more and that their work is going to help move this market in the right direction. So we may not see that level where we would like to see it. We had, as an industry, had requested a 500 million gallon increase every year, which is lower than what the demand is estimated to be. But we're hoping to move the needle in the right direction. And so I guess all eyes are on Wednesday to see what will happen.